This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so this next item would seem to be self-evident, but it bears repeating from time to time. Elections do have consequences, you know, and here is today's business and economic reminder. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it's going to revisit an Obama-era rule on payday lending. Specifically, had it gone into effect as scheduled, the rule would have required that payday lenders make sure the people they are lending money to could repay said money. As with many things in the realm of financial regulation, there were strong feelings on both sides, pro and con, when this rule was proposed. And Marketplace's Sabri Brenishaw reports that the arguments are now erupting anew.
The CFPB's willingness to reconsider the payday lending rule has many consumer advocates disappointed.
It could end up being a terrible deal for consumers.
Rebecca Bornet is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
Payday loans are debt traps by design. Lenders charge nearly 400% APR on average. 75% of all payday loan fees are from borrowers who are trapped in more than 10 loans a year.
She says the idea that lenders should make sure borrowers won't get stuck in a cycle of debt is supported by nearly three quarters of Americans.
This is a baseline requirement that is fundamental to responsible lending practices.
Jamie Fulmer is with Advance America, which provides short-term, small-dollar loans. He says the government went too far with this rule.
This rule was over 1,700 pages long. It was a complicated series of arbitrary restrictions. You know, it created paperwork requirements that were more akin to a home mortgage than they were to a $200 loan.
He says the rule would have put 75 to 80% of the payday lending industry out of business. For borrowers, he says, even expensive loans are better than having to pay overdraft penalties or utility reconnect fees when they can't pay a bill.
Consumers deserve important consumer protections, but they also need to have the access to credit they need.
The CFPB spent nearly 5 years working on the original payday lending rule. The reconsideration is unlikely to take that long. The question for many is whether it will really be a reconsidering of the rule or a total undoing of it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.